Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It's your All Local for Black Friday, the 25th of November, 2022. A chance of showers today, but a really good chance overnight tonight. 90% chance of the precip, showers and a thunderstorm, and same story for tomorrow as well. We're going to be getting some rain, too. I'm John Little. Thanks so much for being here. And it is time. Stores across North Texas preparing for a surge in holiday shoppers. KRLD's Bailey Friday has been out in it at a Best Buy store in Denton to watch the shoppers.
That's right. I'm here at Best Buy. The doors are open. People are already flooding in. They tell me they're braving this cold weather and the mist for the best deals, and some have already found them.
We bought a big TV. It was 65 inches, and it was really cheap.
We almost shopped online, but we're already up for Thanksgiving, so I feel like we just wanted to come see what else they have in store.
I'm a little surprised, Mike. I've never really been a Black Friday shopper personally, so I figured the online deals, everything going on, there just wouldn't be as many people out. But what can I say? I was wrong. A decent amount of people are here, and I really shouldn't be surprised because it is expected to be a record-breaking year for weekend shopping. An estimated 114.9 million people are projected to shop today. That's according to the National Retail Federation. The doors have been open for about an hour here at Best Buy. I'm watching a cop car right now. It's parked out front. It's got its emergency lights on. It's just here for some security. I don't think anything's happened at this point. And some other stores already open as well. You're looking at JCPenney stores. They're open early. Kohl's, Lowe's, Bass Pro Shops, Bed Bath & Beyond. Now, funny thing is, Mike, I thought, why go out when you can just shop at home in your pajamas, right? Well, being in public is not stopping anyone from wearing their pajamas. I'd say the majority of shoppers I'm seeing this morning are, in fact, in their pajamas, or at the very least, they are in pajama pants.
With several stores in North Texas staging special events today to draw in shoppers for Black Friday, fashion director Holly Quartaro at the Galleria in Dallas says it's still an important day for retailers.
Despite inflation, the National Retail Federation actually anticipates spending to be up 6 to 8% this holiday season, which is over the normal average of 4 to 5%.
Galleria in Dallas is holding a tree lighting ceremony with a special appearance from an ice skating Santa today. He's been practicing. Between the persistent rain on Thanksgiving and too many drivers going way too fast, it was a tragic day, especially in Dallas.
Three men died in three separate crashes in Dallas on Thanksgiving. One was a pedestrian who was struck by a big rig on Highway 75 near Forest Lane. A second was a driver whose car hydroplaned on Loop 12 near I-30. Crashing into a bridge support pillar, and the third was a Little Elm man named Kamilu Asulu, whose car also hydroplaned on the Dallas North Tollway near Mockingbird and plowed into an SUV that was stalled after a crash. Meanwhile, in Tarrant County, MedStar has been very busy since Wednesday with scores of crashes, more than 40% more than last Thanksgiving at a comparable point in the holiday weekend. Add to that the rain today and tomorrow, and it could be a bad weekend for drivers. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Duck Creek Golf Course in Garland is closed after a huge fire destroys the clubhouse yesterday morning. The Garland Fire Department says the first crew on the scene heard an explosion, but investigators think that was something already inside the clubhouse. Fire Marshal James Duggar tells KRLD News.
The owners of the country club had been there that evening, and I believe that the investigator at this point in time is working with them to narrow down at the room of origin and possibly a cause.
The general manager says the course will be closed at least through tomorrow until they can come up with a workaround for reopening without a clubhouse. Well, it wasn't pretty at times, but the Cowboys got it done 28-20 over the Giants on Thanksgiving.
The first half was bad. Two interceptions by Dak, and the Cowboys went into the locker room trailing 13-7. But in the second half, the Cowboys came out swinging, with Prescott throwing two touchdown passes and taking control of the game. Dak says it's a credit to the team that they kept sticking with the pass.
Defense telling me, hey, we got your back, keep rolling. Offense understanding that those are two throws and we're moving the ball just fine, but we're self-inflicted mistakes. So as long as we didn't do that, I wasn't too aggressive, and then we got the thing rolling.
CeeDee Lamb caught six passes for over 100 yards and says he loves that tight ends Dalton Schultz and Peyton Hendershot got into the end zone.
Guys just being able to, whenever their number, being available when their number's called. We understand how crucial everyone is a part of this team and a part of this victorious run that we're going on. And just understanding that we just got to keep building, keep going, and everybody's important.
The Cowboys are now 8-3 on the season, second place in the NFC East. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Well, the Longhorns host Baylor today in the final regular season game of the year for both teams. The Bears are playing for pride, but for Texas, a berth in the Big 12 championship game is on the line. Conference-leading TCU has already cinched up a spot in the December 3rd game at AT&T Stadium. The second spot still up for grabs if Texas beats Baylor and if Kansas downs Kansas State. In Manhattan tomorrow night, the Horns and the Wildcats would be tied at 6-3 in the conference. Texas would therefore advance because the Longhorns won the head-to-head battle. So it's a big one today. KRLD is the home of the Horns. You can hear today's game on 1080 KRLD, also in the Odyssey app. Pregame at 10 a.m., the kickoff at 11.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.